Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we're here again today. How many broadcasts have we done together?
I don't know. I don't know an exact number. It's been a few.
Yes. Amen.
It's been a few.
And
it's been an honor and a pleasure.
The general theme all the way through has been the power of the covenants of God and the covenant of faith and how it works. And so we're continuing in that this morning. Professor Greg Stevens, excuse me, and it's a really serious problem in the whole Christian community to not have a blood covenant mindset.
That's right.
That I personally have a covenant mandate between my father and me. And I remind him of it. And the blood that's between us. And
well, he told you to in Scripture.
That's right.
Put me in remembrance.
Put me in remembrance. And why don't we just turn there, 55th chapter of the book, or let's see, Isaiah 43:25. I like it when the Lord brings up the Scriptures. And then we'll go from there
to James.
And right there. I, even I, am he that blotteth out your transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that you may be justified. I had trouble with that. I said, no. You did it for my sake. No, he said, it's just like it was written. He said, I did it for my sake. And notice here, he said, put me in remembrance. And will not remember your sins. That's first covenant promise. Well, Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. But there it is right there. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. And I said, well, he said, if I remember your sins, I can't bless you. He said, now the moment you repent and you do it by faith and you depend on the blood of Jesus, he said, the moment you repent, then it's a clean slate. Then you put me in remembrance. In other words, take the covenant promises and remind me of them. Praise God.
You go back, even setting this up a few chapters, you get over into chapter 42, verse 8, it says, I am the Lord, that is my name. And he's saying it again here, I am, and he's reminding you, put me in remembrance. Once you realize that he is the great I am, that he told Moses, then I'm identified with that. See, I just said I'm identified with that. I am identified with that. Sometimes we take the Lord's name in vain, don't even realize it. We'll say, I am depressed. No, he's not. I am tired. No, he's not. If I'm identified with him, he's in me, I'm in him, that we may be one, that they may be one like we are one, Jesus prayed. Then I've got to watch what I say about when I use that word,
I am. Let the weak say, I am strong.
I am strong.
And you go to, well, we're right here in the book of Isaiah. Let's turn back to the 40th chapter, 28. Have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faint not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, mm-hmm. and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait, or they that expect, they that hope, they that trust upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's my treadmill scripture. I just have it right up there in front of me. I walk and I'm not faint. And then you come on into the 41st. But you, Israel, are my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen. The seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, not cast thee away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
There it is.
And I put my name in there. This word sent to me in Steamboat by Lindsay, 10-3-11. I keep notes on
yes, sir.
On things.
You read it right there, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am.
I am.
That is the Hebrew word, ayeh, asher, ayeh. It means I will be what I will be. If you need me to be strength, I'll be strength. If you need to be a pillar of fire, I'll be a pillar of fire. If you need me to be manna, I'll be manna. Whatever you need, your Father already knows what you have need of.
That's right.
I will be what I need to be. And that is a covenant promise. And once you understand that, then all fear of death or whatever it is, cancer, they give you a cancer diagnosis, you just laugh
well,
at it.
Well, and you make certain notes like that.
Yes, sir.
In 2 Peter 1, 4 on the airplane, September 15th, 2009, the promise that gave me strength I needed to carry out my mission.
Yes, sir.
I made notes on that day and took it.
So here we are, September the 11th. A lot of people remembering September the 11th, 9/11, mm-hmm. in fear today. Mm-hmm. No, I'm remembering 9/11 as I am.
And a victory.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. They hit us hard, but we won it.
And they
thank
took down.
God we had the right president.
They took down every building around one building on that day.
Yes, St. Paul's Chapel. And in that chapel,
most valuable piece of real estate on that
yes.
whole place. Yes, sir. That chapel.
I dare say in the United States. Because in that chapel, George Washington, the first president of the United States and the first elected officials of the United States, mm-hmm. which in God time was 15 minutes ago. This nation was dedicated to God. In the 17th chapter of Genesis, when God promised Abram, changed his name to Abraham, nations will come from you. This nation came from that very scripture.
That's the word. That's true.
And so we carry out what we're told to do here. Put me in remembrance of that. I cry out to him about it. You remember this. You cannot forget it. I remind you of it. And that I will have the opportunity. And I will go to St. Paul's Chapel, and I'll stand on that spot.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
That survived 9/11.
The terrorist and the violence could not cross the covenant bloodline.
No, they couldn't.
I'm believing.
I mean, it fell. The junk and stuff fell all the way around it. And I'll tell you something else it couldn't take down. Dan Stratton.
Yeah, right.
And his teaching on the blood for weeks. Right there. Mm-hmm. And I've forgotten now, something like 75-80% of his congregation worked in the World Trade Center. Not one of them.
Amen.
Touched.
Amen.
One of them never late to work. Dan said you could set your watch by him. But his little daughter that morning said, "Daddy, can't we just stop one time before you take me to school?" Because he'd take her to school and then ride the train and come into the World Trade Center. And he said, "Well, let's just stop." So he wasn't there. And then all of the people in his church, one of them, he was teaching on hearing the voice of God. And he got right up to the door and he heard, "Run." So he didn't turn around and see why. He just ran down in the subway. Mm-hmm. And there was another one that was in there. He walked out. He had on a suit and tie with a white shirt. He walked right out of there, and everybody else is covered in ash. His white shirt was not even dirty.
Wow. Amen.
And a young woman colonel, United States Marine Corps, in the Pentagon, partner to this ministry. And she was just going about her routine, and she just decided to get up and leave her office. So she got up and left her office. When that thing hit, she'd have been killed in her office.
Wow.
She just got up. And actually, before it hit, she started running. Mm-hmm. Because in her spirit, and others knew that she's full of the Holy Ghost, they just started following her. And they just kind of chased her out the sign.
Praise God. Mm. He watches over his word to perform it. And these people are covenant-minded. Mm-hmm. I've had people criticize me. "All you do is think covenant all the time."
That's right.
Yep, you're right. Guilty, because once I got the revelation of it, everywhere I see it.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere in this book it is.
That's what it is.
I guarantee there were people that were developers. We get rid of that little church right here. We could develop something. Mm. Brother Copeland, when you said that about that first president, we're coming up on election season here. I'm believing God for the next president or a president soon to go back to that place.
Yes, yes.
And rededicate.
Yes. Amen.
Time to get rededicated.
Yes, amen.
On that spot and just redo it and get us back on this path. Yes. We're calling out for it. God's calling out. Put us in remembrance, and we're doing that today. Yes. You had us going to James.
Yes, sir. This, first chapter, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, tell us his relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
He's his brother.
Yeah.
Natural
He's
brother.
The one that thought he was crazy. Mm-hmm. He's one of thought he's a lunatic. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do.
Until he rose from the dead.
Yeah. He's supposed to be out promoting himself, and he won't do that. But anyway, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, tests, and trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So, If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, he just continued to teach here. Do not err, my beloved. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, comes down from the Father of lights, with whom no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And he just, whereof, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Oh, if you just took that. Mm-hmm. But here it is. Be ye doers of the word. In other words, act on it. And not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 25. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, it doesn't stop there, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Then he begins to talk about the work, and Weymouth translates work as corresponding action. Mm-hmm. The faith.
Right.
Hallelujah.
It'll come directly out of you. Once you understand your covenants, once you understand God's willingness to bless you, willingness to heal you. I know you can heal, but will you?
That's what the leper said.
That's what he said to Jesus.
Now think about this. He fell down before him. I know you can if you will. One translation says, of course I will. Then Jesus broke the law by touching him.
That's right.
And immediately the leprosy departed.
That's exactly right. Syrophoenician woman is another thing. There's corresponding action.
Yes.
She would not take no.
That's right.
For it. And it impressed him. And he said, go, she's healed from this moment forward. You'll see that principle over
she
and over and over.
She refused to be insulted.
That's right.
She came there on purpose. She are not going to that. And the disciples said, get rid of her. She, I'm paraphrasing, she's driving us nuts. Mm-hmm. And who is she?
Well, it was an interruption to their downtime. They went there to get
That's
away
right.
from
but
people.
She's a Syrophoenician.
No covenant.
No covenant.
Mm-hmm. She's never blessed the nation of Israel or God's people.
Mm-mm.
There's no record of that. The centurion is a Gentile as well, mm-hmm. who had great faith like her. But it said he has built us a synagogue.
That's right.
So in other words, he had done the covenant of Abraham. I will bless those that bless you. I'll curse him that curses you.
That was
you.
Cornelius, and he's the one at the his crucifixion. He said this had to be the Son of God.
Right.
But she said, she called him Son of David.
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy on me. Son of David, do hesed for me.
That's right.
And she just kept on. She wouldn't hush. She just got louder and louder. So, she fit this.
Right.
She asked in faith, nothing wavering.
That's right.
And she just absolutely wasn't going to leave. She got some action out of him.
Brother Copeland, I had the Lord take me to task on this several years ago. I grew up in a family of waverers. They were professional waverers and worriers. They'd worry about wavering and waver about worrying. I'm not joking. On anything, going out to eat at a restaurant, what to fix for dinner tonight. They would waver on it forever. Well, what do you want? I don't know. What do you want? And nobody could make a decision. And I heard the Lord speak to me, you've got to get that out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because a double-minded man is unstable in all
of his ways.
That may seem like a little trivial thing, but no, you better learn to be decisive. No, this is what I'd like to have. Just speak up.
Men,
this is what I'd like to have.
The men that, the businessmen, the Christian businessmen that had a lot to do with the development of industry in this country. One of them was J.C. Penney. He would take someone that he has in mind promoting to an executive position, he'd take him out to dinner with his family, put him in a situation and watch him. And if he salted his food before he tasted it, he'll jump to conclusions. And I think, but I used to do that all the time until I quit using salt altogether. Yeah. Who needs it? You can get addicted to it. It has the same addiction power as sugar does. Mm-hmm. But anyway, to watch and see what developed habits are. So,
well, they'll become strongholds.
Yeah. And strongholds are not bad unless they're the wrong strongholds.
That's right.
And the Apostle Paul said that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, that the weapons of our warfare are in dunamis.
An indecisive sergeant in combat is the worst thing you could have.
Oh.
I would dare say an indecisive pilot, flight instructor, when you're trying to learn. You need to be decisive.
Well, that's one of the first things he had to get rid of. But that's what a checklist does for you.
And this is what this is.
And Jerry Savelle, something happened, and there was a man in the church that was going to fly him over to his next appointment, not knowing that Jerry was a pilot. And he was flying in a Beechcraft Baron. And he taxied up to do the engine checks and run up. Didn't take a checklist down. And he just went through some things and waggled the controls. And Jerry said, where's your checklist? Well, he said, I have it all by memory. He said, you don't use a checklist? He said, no. He said, take me back to the FBO. I won't fly with you. Mm. Nobody's memory is that good. Those things are for a reason. So the bottom line to this is the perfect law of liberty.
Yes, sir.
Now, we brought up worry, so let's deal with it. Let's go to 2 Corinthians.
Okay.
Chapter 10. Now, I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent, I'm bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us according to the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I wrote up right above that. They're not human. But mighty, that word mighty right there is dunamis. They are powerful. Through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Here it is. This is the way you get rid of worry. Casting down imaginations, the cross-reference says reasonings, mm-hmm. and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God,
yes.
against the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
against what you know. And I just got the sign that we're out. Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. We'll be back in a few moments.
Discover how simple the answer to every question and every problem in life can be. In God, the Covenant and the Contradiction, a new book by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens. In this approachable book, dive deep into what a covenant is and what it's for. Discover what your covenant does for you and learn to overcome every contradiction and obstacle. With every covenant promise comes a contradiction. When you read in the Bible that by Jesus' stripes you're healed and the diagnosis comes back incurable. Or when you're facing a towering stack of unpaid bills, when you read that God promises you prosperity, common sense and human reasoning rise up to shout, There's no way that God's promises will happen in your life. Thank God. Covenant men and women throughout time have refused the contradiction and praised through in faith to the end result, the blessing promised by God. And you can too. See the Bible unfold more clearly than ever before in God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction.
God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction, the brand new book by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens, is finally released and available for purchase for only £19.50 on kcm.org.uk/TV special. Outside the UK, call for postage. In this exciting all-new book, discover how your covenant with God overcomes every contradiction and obstacle so you can access His promises of healing, peace, and protection. Order today.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Watch the BVOV broadcasts on demand. Search by topic or speaker and study along with the detailed daily broadcast notes. Or download the podcast version to listen on the go. Total immersion in the Word of God at home, in the car, at the gym, or in the waiting room. Find a schedule of KCM events and watch on demand. Search by date, speaker, or keyword for hours of inspiring truth from the Bible. KCM.org meets you where you are.
We will go to and deal with this tomorrow because it's such a serious problem with humanity. But the body of Christ doesn't have any business with this, with worry and care and that until you just get ulcerated stomach. No. And so don't miss. Be with us tomorrow. You know what to do. I mean, there's a thing called DVR. And you punch that and you punch it twice and it records it every time it comes up. So there you have it. That's the answer to that.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you tomorrow. Till this is Kenneth Copeland, Greg Stevens, and all the class reminding you that God loves you, and we love you, and
Jesus is Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah to His name.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.